Welcome back to this demo. This video and the next couple of videos in this series are going to focus on building an actual Azure machine learning solution. So first we're going to build some Azure machine learning, and then we're going to publish it as an API in the next video. And then the following video, we will create an Azure Data Factory to call that API that we have produced. So that's a little bit about the next videos coming up. Also, along with this video, there's some accompanying lab materials. There's a data set and a laboratory manual document so that you can walk through this demo yourself and you can try to rebuild this all yourself. So there's a data file and a lab manual that will walk you through recreating the demo that we're going to go through here. But let's jump right into it now. You will need to go out to studio.azureml.net, which is the Azure Machine Learning Studio website. And once you log in, you can see a number of things over on the left-hand side. We are in the experiments section, and that an experiment is what you use to build an actual statistical model and a machine learning model. There's another tab there, web services underneath it. That is after you've built your model and you want to deploy it, that is where those are tracked. A couple other things that are maybe of note here. Notebooks is another one. If you're familiar with Jupyter Notebooks, you can create your own R Jupyter Notebooks and Python Jupyter Notebooks very easily there. And below that, we're actually gonna click into there. That is data sets. This is where you can provide your own data sets so that you can work on them within Azure ML. And as part of your lab, you will have to upload a data set. I have already done it. You need to click on the new button at the bottom. It brings up this screen, and then you can click on from a local file, and you can navigate out onto your local file system and find the file you would like to upload. I have already uploaded it, and I called it King County House Sales. And again, this demonstration is going to follow along that same business case that we read about in a previous video. So there's a realtor company that's interested in predicting house prices based on past historical home sales. So what we uploaded here was a data set that showed a bunch of information about old houses that were, or former houses that were sold, and what the sales price of that house was. So after you've uploaded a data set, we're going to go back to experiments, and we just need to create ourselves a new blank experiment. So click on the bottom, click new, click blank experiment, and it should bring up a blank screen for you. You'll notice our workspace is this portion in the center, and over on the left-hand side, you have sections that contain all of the modules that you can use within Azure ML. The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to click up on the top and I'm going to clear out the title that's currently there, and I'm going to call it King County Home Sales. Because the data set we have is for houses sold within King County. And after I've done that, the first thing I need to do is I need to drag in our data set that we have. So I need to drag in the King County House Sales data set. In order to do that, all you need to do is click on Save Data Sets at the top. And there are two sections within there. Samples, that contains a whole lot of sample data that just comes for free with Azure Machine Learning. There is a whole bunch of data sets in there that you can use to play around with to test out some of the features of Azure ML. It's just very useful to have some data sets there so that you can get started, even if you don't have your own data set to work with. But for our example here, we supplied our own data sets. So that's above in the My Data Sets section. And we're gonna click on King County House Sales. You simply just click and drag it over onto your workspace. So now King County House Sales is there. The first thing we're going to do, I always like to add a summarized data module. So if you go to your search button over on the left and start typing in summarize, you will notice the summarize data module appears. I drag that over onto my workspace as well, and then I will connect the data set to my summarize data module. After I've done that, I can run this just to get a brief look of what's going on here. And what this will do, this will run and it'll go out and calculate some summarization data for us. First, let's take a look. What does King County house sales look like? Let's just go visualize that data so that we can get an understanding of what it looks like. So if you right click and go to data set visualize. So now we can take a look. It's got an ID column. It has a date column. That's the date of the home sale. And it has a price that the house was sold for. Then it also lists the number of bedrooms, the number of bathrooms, square foot of living. That's the square footage of the house. And then there's square footage of the lot, which is the next column here. And then it has some other information. If I scroll over, it has the number of floors, whether or not it's a waterfront, if it has a nice view, you know, square foot above ground, square foot of the basement, the year the house was built, the year it was renovated, and zip code, which can be used a little bit for your location, as well as latitude and longitude. And there's a few other columns in the data set, but that's what the data set looks like. Each row in your data set going across, each row across corresponds to a house that was sold. So that's a quick look at what the data set looks like. You'll also notice as you click on a number of these columns, you get histogram data over on the right-hand side. So by default, it provides you some pretty nice information on a data set once you pull it into Azure ML. So let's click out of that and let's go see what summarized data gets for us. Here's what summarized data does. You'll now notice it puts the columns over going down here instead of the rows. That's because it summarized some data on each of those columns for us. So it counts how many values are in that column. It finds us the minimum value, the maximum value. It finds us the mean and some deviations and some quartiles. And it tells us how many missing values are there. It just provides a number of extra statistics for us if you want to dig in and know a little bit more about what's going on in each of the columns. So that's why I like to pull in summarized data first. It just helps me to understand a little, get a clearer picture of what that data looks like. So after I've summarized the data and pulled in the data set and I've understood it, I previously mentioned what we are currently interested in is, can we predict the price based on the square footage? So what we need to do next is we need to select the columns in that data set. We need to select only the ones that we are interested in. So we need to pull in a select columns module. And since I know what it's called, the quickest way for me to search for it is just go into the search box and type in select. Start typing in select and you'll see a select columns and data set. I'm going to drag that in. I'm going to connect my data set to that select columns and data set. Then I go over on the right hand side and I'm going to launch the column selector. And I want to choose two columns that I'm interested in. I want the price and I want square foot living, which is the square footage of the house. So those are the only two columns that I'm currently interested in. Click the checkbox at the bottom and we have that data in there. Now the next thing I like to do is I like to pull in a split data module. And what split data does, if I could spell this correctly, it allows you to split your data into a set of data to use to build your model on, plus it leaves some other data out so that you can test to see how good your model was against that separate data set that you've left out. And it's fairly easy to do within Azure ML. You pull in the split data module, you connect your data set, or in this case, our data set that has been filtered down to just two columns. You connect that to your split data module and you look over on the right and we tell it we're splitting rows, and we can specify the fraction. I'm going to specify it to be 0.7. That means 70% of the column or 70% of the rows are going to go into our training set, and the other 30% are going to be left for our test set. And at the bottom of our split data module, you'll see there's a 1 and a 2 corresponding to our result set outputs. Result set 1 is going to be our training set. That's the 70%. Result set 2 on the other side is going to be our 30%, which is our test data set. So after we have split data pulled out and specified, I'm also going to specify it to be a stratified split, and I'm going to specify the column as square foot of living. As to how it's going to stratify that split, we have that. The next thing we need to do is we need to actually start building our model here, and we're going to build a linear regression model. So let's type in linear regression. Start typing it in. You can find your module over there. Drag it right next to your split data. It's not going to be connected to anything quite yet. We need to pull in a train module to connect these two. Let's pull in a train. A train model module. And we'll drag this right underneath it. And what a train model does is on one side, it takes the actual model that you're going to use. In our case, it's the linear regression model. And the other input you bring in, your data set that you want to bring in to run your linear model or your linear regression model on. The last thing you need to specify in your train model is here is where you need to specify which column is your label column. And if you remember from the previous video, our label column in this case is the price. So we just specify price, click the checkbox, and now we're set and ready to build our model. We add a couple other things, a couple other modules in here. We're going to add a score module so that we can see how good our results are. So let's pull in a score module. All we need to do here is connect the train model to our score model, and we need to pull in that test set that we had. We save that 30% to run testing, and what the score model does is it pulls in the model that we built from the training set, and now it's gonna run that model against our test set. And the next module we will pull in is the evaluate module. And what this one will actually do is it will compare how did our predictions compare against the actuals for that test set. So we ran our model against the test set, and now the evaluate model is actually going to compare those two. So we just connect that in. It should look like that. We can run this. It shouldn't take too awfully long to run. Only about a minute. But while that's running, we'll talk through a couple of other things that actually ran faster than I expected. So I guess we'll just take a look at it. Once your model is done running, you can right click on the evaluate model at the bottom, and you can go look at your evaluation results. And in this case, what you can see here is typically your R squared with linear regression, you want it to be as close to 1 as possible. In this case, it's 0.46. So this isn't really a real strong model, but for the cases we're working on, our scenario, we're not so interested in having the greatest model at this point. There is a final step in the lab that has you try to figure out how you can increase that value a little bit. But for right now, we're not so interested in how to make this model more accurate. We're interested in how can we use this model within Azure Data Factory. So we're gonna just leave that the way it is. And if you want to increase that and make it a little more performant, you are free to do that and to play around with whatever techniques you would like to increase that value. But we're going to stop here with this video and we're going to take a little break. Our next video will come back and we'll look at how do we turn this model into a REST API. So look forward to seeing you in the next video.